Nothing like a great story coming right out of here of our little Perth. Gabby Mills is the editorial director of Primo Life, which happens to be a finalist in the Publish Awards 2016 in the small publisher category. And we just thought we'd get you in here to say congratulations, Gabby. Well done.
Thanks so much. It's so nice to be here.
Congratulations twice, really, for both of those things.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Primo Life.
Well, Primo Life's the magazine which really launched our company, which is Premium Publishers. And we've been going now for about 3 years. And Primo Life was brought out for the Peard Real Estate Group. Peter Peard approached me a few years ago saying that he wanted a lifestyle magazine in which to put his properties. So using an Overeas model as something to go on, we launched Primo in September 2013, and really it's been going since then.
And I mean, it's a success story because it could have gone either way, couldn't it? Some magazines are not around these days. It's not something that's necessarily a growth industry. So to have something work is extra special.
Exactly. And I think the secret to our success really is being a niche publisher rather than a general publisher. So we publish titles specifically for brands. So, for instance, we launched last year the Margaret River magazine for the Margaret River Busselton Tourism Association. Mm-hmm. And we also published the BMW Auto Classic magazine. So from that point of view, we're a very niche publisher, which doesn't try to be everything to everybody. So we have we know exactly what our readership is and respond in terms of the content.
So how do you figure out, that's an interesting point. How do you figure out exactly where your content comes from and what you should be putting in these magazines? I mean, is it just you sort of look at the properties that are going in here and where they are and, okay, so it's the Golden Triangle properties. We'll sort of go for the affluent sort of things like that.
Well, the Peard heartland really is the northern suburbs as well as conversely Rockingham and Mandurah. But the content is really lifestyle for Primo with property kind of chucked in as an extra. What Peter wanted specifically was to always have an A-lister or a film or showbizy kind of related cover. So, for instance, the current one has got the Ghostbusters big old logo on the front. Mm-hmm. And then to have all original content. So everything is written by our local writers. We don't buy in anything from press releases or anything like that. Mm. And I think that's what people really like about the magazine. They respond to it. But the other thing about what you have to be doing now as a publisher is working beyond print. So you have to have social media sewn up. You've got to be really savvy with your online presence. I work really hard working on the Instagram and Facebook and Twitter accounts for each of the publications where possible.
We wish you the best of luck. I mean, you're certainly in with a chance just by being in there, but do you guys give yourselves a pretty big chance to get the
We're always hopeful. You know, we're I think probably the sole WA contingent making the crossing the Nullarbor for the event in September. So we're very hopeful that this time we'll bring it home.
All right, Gabby, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thanks so much.
And Primo Life, you can find it just about anywhere. I love the badge on the front that says free. Take me home. Free's always good.
Thank you.